It's Employment Report Friday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We get the latest unemployment rate from the Labor Department in a few hours. September's numbers expected to be higher, analysts predicting 9.8%. Historically, that report moves markets more than any other piece of data, and investors so far aren't so upbeat about the prospects. Markets in Europe are lower right now. In Asia, markets were down. Shares in Hong Kong and Tokyo closed lower, 2.5% or more. Wall Street tanked yesterday. The Nasdaq down 3%, the S&P 2.5%. The Dow gave back more than 200 points to close at 95.09. NBC was one of the founding fathers of TV. Now there are reports that General Electric, owner of the 83-year-old Peacock, is in negotiations to sell part of the network to cable giant Comcast. From New York, here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
It sounds like Comcast would buy just over half of NBC, while GE would get to keep a minority stake. Comcast is already the biggest cable operator in the country. If this deal goes through, it would own NBC, Bravo, CNBC, and MSNBC, among other channels. Comcast would also get an easy way into digital media. It's still not at all clear that the deal can go through. For starters, nobody knows if Vivendi, which owns 20% of NBC, is ready to sell. There could be antitrust questions because Comcast already operates in so many places. And if NBC is really up for grabs, other companies might try to fight Comcast for it. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
It took until just past 2 o'clock Eastern time this morning for the Senate Finance Committee to get through the last of the amendments attached to health care reform. That's cleared a path for health care to make it to the floor of the Senate, a top priority for President Obama. The committee will cast a final formal vote early next week. Beyond that, what comes from Congress is anyone's guess. And former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
So are we going to see health care reform enacted, or is this going to be some sort of repeat of 1994?
It will be enacted. One big difference between 1994 and now is that President Obama early on made sure he had the support of the pharmaceutical industry, health insurers, and even the AMA.
And it wasn't a very hard sell, though, was it?
Not particularly, because he promised them that they would do better with reform than without it, because reform means tens of millions of new paying customers.
But, Bob, for bigger profits, aren't we talking about more money from beneficiaries and from taxpayers?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about new efficiencies, obviously, but you're basically right, Steve. And much of the background drama in all of this is about keeping industry on board while at the same time controlling future costs so that neither people who have to buy insurance nor taxpayers get socked with too high a bill.
So how does all this background drama get played out?
Well, there's broad agreement that companies will have to play or pay, that is, provide insurance to their employees or pay a penalty. Individuals will have to buy insurance or pay a penalty, and people who cannot afford it will be subsidized. But the pharmaceutical industry does not want Medicare to be able to use its bargaining muscle to get lower drug prices. So there's a struggle over that. And private insurers don't want a public insurance option. That's another fight. So far, industry is getting most of what it wants.
Do you think then there will be enough votes to at least get the basics?
Yes. I mean, all House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to do is make sure no more than 40 Blue Dog Democrats jump ship. And all Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has to do is line up 60 votes. That's not for the bill itself, but just for a procedural motion to get the bill to the Senate floor. And after that, he needs 51. And after all, he's got 60 Democrats.
Yeah, but what about the Republicans? I mean, they've been steadfast against most of the president's health care proposals, right?
Yeah, but there's really just one Republican who makes a difference. That's Olympia Snowe from Maine, who's inclined to vote for the health care bill. Her vote is critical because it not only allows the president bragging rights about the bill being bipartisan, but more importantly, it gives Democrats from swing states and districts some cover because they can tell the folks back home that even a Republican supports this bill.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. online at saveandinvest.org.
We mentioned earlier the jobs report that's expected this morning. Nearly one in five people, 19% of Elkhart, Indiana, home to a number of recreational vehicle plants, is without a job. Lately, RV sales have ticked up. Is Elkhart seeing the effects? Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Heather Templeton works for an Elkhart company that makes RV furniture. It's laid off more than half its workers in the past 2 years as demand for RVs has plummeted.
You know, it has touched every single person in this county and outside this county.
For a year, business had been worse than she'd ever known.
This order's just trickling in, but now we're starting to see an increase of companies, our customers, placing more than one order a week.
That's actually a big improvement. Templeton says there were weeks when no orders came in at all. The uptick isn't significant enough to start hiring, though. Elkhart Mayor Dick Moore says other local RV businesses are putting people back to work. But he says the town realizes it can no longer rely on one industry to keep its economy healthy. That's because past downturns were shorter, he says, and the area figured demand for RVs would always pick up again.
So, you know, when you don't have a need, you don't make any changes. And we never saw the need. But I think we've all learned a lesson here in Elkhart and Elkhart County that we can't think that way any longer.
He says he's been sending out letters himself asking businesses from technology firms to green energy companies to come and invest in Elkhart. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
There is one job up for grabs in Denver that's likely to blow someone away. The weekly alternative paper Westward is looking for a freelance writer to review marijuana dispensaries. Colorado is one of more than a dozen states that allows medicinal pot for patients with anything from cancer to glaucoma. And there, it's a booming business. The position requires a medical marijuana ID, which means you have to have one of those conditions. And Westward says it also wants an essay from applicants on, quote, what marijuana means to me. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.